I'm Skip Kelly. The White House thinks that House Republicans are wasting their time with an impeachment inquiry into President Joe Biden.
There is no evidence that the president has done wrongdoing. There's none. Absolutely none. None. And that is just a fact. You've heard it from Republicans themselves. So they're wasting their time.
White House spokesperson Karine Jean-Pierre went on to say that they should focus on doing work on behalf of the American people and not go after the president's family. Millions in South Florida are under gale warnings this weekend. The National Weather Service says strong wind gusts of 30 to 45 miles per hour are likely, with heavy rain and possible flash flooding in the affected areas. The gale warnings were posted Saturday as far north as West Palm Beach on the Atlantic coast and Naples on the Gulf coast. A gale warning where winds are sustained over 39 miles per hour is also in effect now for the coastal waters from Jupiter Inlet to Deerfield Beach until 7 a.m. on Sunday. Western intelligence agencies are now reportedly running the numbers on how long Ukraine might hold out against Russia if foreign aid and weapon shipments from the West come to an end. At the same time in the U.S., lawmakers on Capitol Hill are working to find compromise over sending more aid to Ukraine and Israel versus addressing concerns at the U.S. southern border. Independent Arizona Senator Kyrsten Sinema.
The solution is to actually create an orderly process where those who do qualify for asylum have the opportunity to seek it in our country.
GOP lawmakers criticize Democrats for not handling border issues sooner. Republicans want to see restrictions on asylum and parole programs in exchange for approving more aid for Ukraine and Israel. Quaker Oats has issued a recall for numerous granola bars and cereal products due to a potential salmonella risk. Consumers are urged to check the FDA website for lists of affected items, including various flavors of Quaker Chewy bars and puffed granola cereal. The company reports no confirmed illnesses associated with the recall. This is USA News.
I'd like to introduce you to our new sponsor, Get the Tea. Get the Tea carries all natural, non-GMO organic teas and supplements made in the USA. Get the Tea's ingredients are the purest available. My favorite is Life Change Tea. Life Change Tea is a gentle daily cleanse containing 12 herbs that when combined really keep things moving. I drink it every day and my energy has never been better. I'm feeling great. Life Change Tea comes in three delicious flavors, natural, peppermint, and pomegranate. It's an easy and delicious way to keep your digestion on track. And for those on the go, try D365. D365 is Life Change Tea in a capsule. Drink the tea or take D365 capsules and keep your digestion running smoothly. Go to getthetea.com and enter discount code USA to get 10% off any size order. That's getthetea.com, discount code USA for 10% off your order.
17 states in the U.S. are experiencing high or very high levels of respiratory illness activity as both COVID-19 and flu hospitalizations are surging, according to recent federal data. COVID-19 hospitalizations have risen for the fifth consecutive week, reaching 23,432 for the week ending December 9th. That's 702 more than the previous week, marking levels not seen since the end of February. Despite the increase, current hospitalization rates are still lower than those observed at the same time last year. The cause of Matthew Perry's death has been disclosed.
According to the Los Angeles County Medical Examiner's Office, Perry passed away due to the acute effects of ketamine. Ketamine is a drug employed for treating depression and is also used recreationally. Authorities determined that Perry had undergone ketamine infusion therapy for depression and anxiety approximately a week before his death. However, they clarified that the ketamine found in Perry's system could not be from that infusion therapy, given the drug's short half-life of only a few hours. The medical examiner found no evidence of alcohol or other drugs in his system. I'm John Schaefer.
The mother of a six-year-old boy who shot his teacher, Abby Zwirner, back in January in a Newport News, Virginia elementary school with a gun he brought from home, was sentenced on Friday to 2 years in prison for child neglect. Deja Taylor was facing up to 5 years behind bars, but struck a plea deal with prosecutors. Her son will not be facing any charges. I'm Skip Kelly, USA News.
Do you have a story to tell? Bring your story to life with audiobooks. Great stories deserve great storytelling. Audiobook Network provides professional voice actors and full production services for every author's manuscript. From narration, production, and editing to distribution, promotion, and sales, Audiobook Network handles everything. If you have a print book, ebook, or even a manuscript, call Audiobook Network now and get our free audiobook guide. 800-734-1229. 800-734-1229.